Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad John Harrison's here, too, folks. He's a new friend, soon to be old friend, though. I have a feeling John's going to do a good job today. He's a certified financial planning professional. That means he's a smart guy. It means he's passed some pretty strict, pretty rigid tests. I've taken some of the tests that he's passed, but he's way beyond me, all the way to Series 7, which is as high as it goes on the investment test. He is also the author of Making Mammon Serve You, a Biblical Manual for Money Mastery. And as I said, he's our new friend, John Harrison. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Now, one of the things you talk about, John, I know you do in your work as you help your clients with their financial planning. You say that we can use the same skills that small business owners employ as entrepreneurs. We can use those same skills toward our investment strategy. Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. I think that there are transferable habits from the business world that entrepreneurs use all the time, small business owners use all the time. And if they would transfer them to their personal financial lives, it would serve them very well. Business owners really ought to be uniquely positioned to prosper financially because the skill set has so much overlap to it. Even in very broad terms, if you start with the idea that both your business and your financial plan start with a vision. Every business began as somebody's vision. I have a friend who's a serial entrepreneur. He's in the high-tech world. He is in biometrics, actually. And he told me about the time he was on his treadmill one Thanksgiving after dinner. He's burning off the calories. And he gets an idea for a product that he could manufacture. It's just a thought in his head. But like most business ideas, it has to progress from that to a detailed plan. How would he build it? How would he market it? Who would he hire? Would he dislicense it, or would he manufacture it himself? And the vision starts to get very detailed.
Right.
And the same has to be true on the personal side. And I find that sometimes people don't do that. You have to have as clear a picture of what your personal financial future is going to look like.
I think one of the problems we have, John, and I'm guilty of this, we're all guilty of this, we don't have any problem having a plan for buying things we want.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Hey, I've got that new red Corvette picked out over there. I want that. That's in my plan, John. I got, that's a good-looking suit. Where'd you get that? We don't have any problem for those kind of plans, do we?
Exactly. We spend easily, and it's easy to make plans for the very short-term future.
Right.
What we're going to do or buy in the next
immediate
two, three,
gratification,
4 months.
Instant gratification.
Yes. Yes.
That's one of those things that doesn't have to have a plan. It just kind of plans itself, doesn't it?
Exactly. But we know that if we're going to build something significant, something with lasting value, our planning window has to stretch out longer than that 6-12 month window. And just like that's true in our business lives, it's true in our personal lives. One of the things that business owners sometimes do is they confuse the business plan for their personal plan. And as much as you are wrapped up in your business, you are not your business. And the lifestyle may not be, not the lifestyle, the life cycle of the business may not coincide with your personal life
that's
cycle.
That's one of the problems. I'll tell you, one thing about that, though, John, our small businesses weave a very fine seam between it and our lives.
Yes.
And that includes our personal financial lives. And it's really hard for a small business owner to fund the demands of their company and to fund their own separate financial plan.
Yeah.
They really get, those lines get blurred and sometimes become confused, don't they?
Yes, they do. And it takes a degree of concentration and sort of keeping it top of mind to say that my life financial plan, even though there's a lot of overlap, is separate from my business financial plan, and it deserves the time and attention. And I know it's a challenge because sometimes, particularly in a tough economy, you know, all your time and energy goes into keeping a business sometimes just in survival mode. You want to keep it working.
Right.
And
well, the business feeds the family. The business keeps the wolf away. The business, you know, does the other things. And there's a crossover point, though, I think, John, where you're never going to tell a small business owner to in certain stages of the business, you're never going to tell them to forsake the growth of the company for their own, you know, their own separate retirement plan, because at that moment they're going to see it as one and the same thing.
Right.
But what we have to do is tell them, okay, I'm not going to argue with you about that. But at some point in time, you've got to understand that your business is going to act more like a teenager that wants something it doesn't have to have. And when you and you have to tell that teenager no and put that money somewhere else.
One of the things I like to tell people to do is duplicate the value of their business in cash, because the business has a life cycle. And we hope that through your entire life that it's in the growth stage, and it's when you're 79 and still putting your boots on, it's bigger and stronger than it is today. But every business has a life cycle. Well, it starts, it grows, it plateaus, and eventually goes away. And if you can think of companies like American Motors or Olivetti Underwood or Polaroid, all of these are companies that were Fortune 500 companies in 1970 and are gone now.
Right.
And so if we learn to duplicate the value of our businesses in cash, if the business's life cycle doesn't always exactly coincide with ours, we've got out of the business the money that was part of the reason we went into it, because it is what provides for our family.
Do you recommend for small business people that you work with do you recommend that they think about real estate as a big part of their investment? In other words, and this is something I've said, is, you know, if you can't carve any money out in the early days for separate investments for yourself while your business is needing a lot of cash, at least try to find a way to buy the real estate you're in. What do you think about that, John?
I think that's generally a good idea if it's the kind of business that would otherwise need to be renting space forever.
Right.
There's so many advantages to owning the space that you're in. It's usually worth doing. As far as thinking of the real estate as part of your investment portfolio, I also suggest that to a degree, although liquidity issues and leverage issues are such that I don't want it to be too huge a part of people's thinking.
No, it can't be the everything, but you and I both have seen couples build a business from nothing and go through the life cycle, as you said, of the business, and the business basically, you know, ends its life, but the real estate's worth a few million dollars all of a sudden.
Absolutely. That
can happen. It's not all the time, but John, give us your website, please.
We're at aspirefa.com. That's www.aspirefa, as in financial, A as in advisor.com.
All right, check it out, folks. And he and I will be right back. John Harrison and I, right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.